نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. Honorable ulama, respected elders, brothers, mothers, sisters, beloved youth, the esteemed listeners of Radio Al-Ansar International Sirius FM, Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Before I commence with tonight's topic, I must, mashallah, compliment our Hafiz Ridwan and Maulana Saliji. Mashallah, both of you did excellent. One occasion, Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam came from the back, and Abdullah bin Qais is Abu Musa al-Ash'ari radiallahu anhu arda. He hailed from Yemen. He was reciting the noble Quran. Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam was listening, but he, Abu Musa al-Ash'ari, was unaware. On that occasion, Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam addressed him and said, Ya Aba Musa, utita mizmaran min mazamiri Ali Dawood. Allah Jalla Wala gave you a golden voice, like how Nabi Dawood alayhi salatu salam and his progeny, they have this gift from Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla. See Sahaba, what was his response? Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you were listening to me. This is my normal reading, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Had you informed me, I would have read the extraordinary reading, special reading, La habbartuka tahbira. You should have enjoyed it even more, O Mustafa, Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That was their aim in life. Our topic for tonight is Wafatun Nabiyil Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the demise of the Master alayhi salatu wasallam. My brothers, we are aware that tonight is already the 10th of Rabi'ul Awwal, 1443. Yesterday we spoke till the 9th year of the Hijrah. Now it is the 10th year of the Hijrah, and we find announcement is made. Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam is departing for Hajj from Medina Munawwara. Lo and behold, thousands of people from different countries and regions said, we will join this qafila, this group. Where can we get a better group than this? Where Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is going to perform the Hajjatul Wida. It was a Saturday. See, we are the only people on the face of this earth. Every action of the Master alayhi salatu salam is documented. A'lamu an-nas bi manasik al-hajj. The person who reported the greatest hadith of the Master alayhi salatu salam regarding Hajj was Jabir bin Abdullah radiallahu anhuma, and the entire incident is mentioned in Sahih Muslim. 25th of Zulqadah, 10th year of the Hijrah, on a Saturday after Zuhr, Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam left in normal clothes, Mubarak, and then that night spent in Zul Hulayfa. That is the miqat of Medina Munawwara. Today when you go there, you will see the board shows, knowing this if you are from Sudan. So 108 years ago, Ali Darfuri, he came there and he saw from Darfur, there's a paucity, shortage of water, and he dug up the wells, one well year, one borehole day, one well. So they changed the name from Zul Hulayfa to Bir Ali, Abar Ali. This was 108, 107 years ago, plus minus. So this is how the name came, Bir Ali Abar Ali. That Saturday night, Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Honorable Azwaj Mutahharat, all of them are there. The night is spent there. Next day, remember entering into the state of consecration, entering into the state of ihram, labbaik Allahumma labbaik. Some made intention for Umrah only, they're going to perform tamattu hajj. Some made intention for hajj only, ifrad hajj. Some made intention for Umrah and hajj, the Qiran hajj. Now can you visualize and think, Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam hadith in Tirmidhi Sharif, the Master alayhi salatu salam was asked, Ayyul hajji afdal ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which hajj is the best? So he, Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, said, Al-ajju wa thajju. Al-ajju, rafu sawt, raise your voice. Labbaik Allahumma labbaik, labbaik la sharika laka labbaik. Inna alhamda wa ni'mata laka wal mulk la sharika lak. Sahaba say when we reach Makkah, our voices were hoarse, finished it was. No voice was left because we were shouting, we were saying the slogan of a lover, Labbaik Allahumma labbaik, oh Allah, I'm ready. Whatever is your command, you tell me walk, I will walk. You tell me run, I will run. You tell me to sleep on the land and sand, I'm ready, Ya Allah. Whatever the sacrifice. So they sahab, wasajju, sajju iraqatu dam, to slaughter the hadi, the dam shukr. So this is the best hajj. So mashallah, now the sahaba, Mustafa, Habibuna, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam are going. And en route, now people are joining and it's getting bigger, bigger, bigger. Then they arrived in Makkah Mukarramah on the 4th of Zulhijjah. And Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on the 8th, that is now the Thursday, left. And then 9th was Arafat. It is the day of Arafat, it is the day of Jumu'ah. There Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam combined the Zuhr and Asr to show humanity and posterity. What is Hajj? Imam Tirmidhi rahimahullah writes, Al-Hajju Arafah. Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the greatest aspect of Hajj, remember, is the day of Arafat. And then he comments on this hadith, وَهَذَا الْحَدِيثُ أُمُّ الْمَنَاسِكُ. This portion of Hajj is the mother, is the nucleus, is the essence of Hajj. That to be there on the 9th of Arafat, on the 9th of Zulhijjah, the day of Arafat, in the state of consecration, in the day state of Ihram, 124,000 Sahaba approximately, male, female, women and children, everybody there, subhanAllah, on the plains of Arafat. And then Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam crying, begging, petitioning Allah, Ummati, Ummati, crying for me and you brothers and sisters. 5-6 hours were spent in that dua. And then Nabi alayhi salam told them, now imagine your father, your mother. We are ordinary mortals and ordinary people. But my father, my mother tells me, Beta ya bunayya, O my son, my time is near. I'm to leave now. In a few days' time, how will we feel? This is Habibuna, Rahmatul Lil Alameen, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Khatamun Nabiyeen. He's addressing the Sahaba, who knew Arabic very well. La'alli la arakum ba'da ami hada. I will not see you, my beloved Sahaba, after this day, on that Maidan, on the plains of Arafat, after delivering the khutbah. He, Habibuna, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, asked the Sahaba, Alahal ballaghtu. Alahal ballaghtu. Have I propagated this message? Have I conveyed this message? They said, yes, Ya Rasulullah. Habibuna, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Habibuna, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, took his Mubarak index finger and pointed to the sky. Allahumma shahad. Allahumma shahad. Ya Allah, you bear testimony. I have fulfilled my mission and conveyed my message to this ummah. Then the Master, alayhi salam, said, فَلْيُبَلِّغُ الشَّاهِدُ مِنْكُمُ الْغَائِبُ. Those of you who are present here, you must convey this message to the others who are not present. Nevertheless, now the days of Hajj are finished. Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on the 11th, 12th, 13th was in Mina. And now the Tawaful Ziyara, Tawaful Ifada is finished, Tawaful Wida is finished. Now the night of the 14th, the days of Hajj are finished. The time for departure, Siddiqatu bintu Siddiq, Sayyidah Aisha radiallahu anha is weeping and crying. Ma yubkiki ya Aisha, why are you crying? Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, all these wives, my co-wives, meaning that we are all your honorable wives, Ya Rasulullah, they have performed Umrah and Hajj. But I only perform Hajj, because when they entered, she had her sickness, and she could not perform the Umrah. So she said, Ya Rasulullah, that's why I'm sad. So see, Abdul Rahman Kam radiallahu an, take your sister, my honorable wife, and you go to Tan'im, just outside Makkah, and from there you go, make your intention and perform Umrah. So that is why that masjid is called Masjid Aisha, Masjid Umrah, all these things. And then that night on the 14th, they left. 4th of Zulhijjah entered, 14th of Zulhijjah they left, and lo and behold, this is approximately just 3 months approximately prior to the demise of Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Now the 11th year of the Hijrah starts, Muharram comes, Safar comes, and is the ending of the month of Safar, the 28th of Safar. He, Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, says, Wara asa, how my head is paining. You know, people when they have migraine, when they have a terrible headache, so then you can feel the pain. Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's pain started. Towards the ending of the 11th, towards the ending of the month of Safar, in the 11th year of the Hijrah, and then it intensified. And then Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would say, Aina ana ghadan? Aina ana ghadan? Where will I be tomorrow? Everybody knew he, Habibuna, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wants to be in the house of Siddiqah, the house of Sayyidah Aisha radiallahu anha. So they all agreed, the honorable wives, our honorable mothers, and they said, let the Master alayhi wa sallam rest there. But Salat, my brothers, one side was Fadl bin Abbas, one side was Sayyidina Ali, sometimes Sayyidina Bilal, different Sahaba, Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, asibun ra'asahu, bandage around the head Mubarak of the Master alayhi salam, one hand on this Sahabi, one hand on the other Sahabi, and they're going for Salat, imagine. Wama adraka ma yawmul khamis. What happened on the Thursday? The last Thursday, go open Sahih Muslim, and you will find the entire incident, Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu an, when he's to narrate and report the hadith, wa aynahu tazrifan, Abdullah ibn Abbas used to cry. Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, bring pen and paper, and I will dictate to you something, lan tadillu ba'dahu abada, you will never go astray after that. But among the beloved Sahaba radiallahu anhum, some said, Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is not well. Why must we give taklif and difficulty to the Master alayhi wa sallam? Some said, let Nabi alayhi salam dictate. Go. This is Thursday. So what did Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wanted to dictate? That Thursday night, hadith in Bukhari Sharif. Pay attention to this, my brothers, sisters. The esteemed listeners of all the radio stations, what did Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam want to say? Shaykhul Islam ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah mentions, in Minhaju Sunnah, this Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam at that time wanted to implement it qawlan via the speech Mubarak. But the Thursday night, Laylatul Jumu'ah, between Maghrib and Isha, Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam implemented it fi'lan, and by action, and implemented it practically. Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told Sahaba, Muru Aba Bakrin fal yusalli bin nas. Tell Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu warda, he must become the imam for the ummah. This is Thursday night Isha time. Our mother Siddiqa, on 3 or 4 occasions, she tried to convince the Master alayhi salam. That's a very difficult task. My father will stand on your musalla, Ya Rasulullah, wa huwa raqiqul qalb. He's a very tender person and soft-natured person. He will cry, Ya Rasulullah. And you should think about meaning that maybe he's not. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the third, fourth time said, no, inna kunna la sawahibu Yusuf. Do you want to change my decision? Now they all knew that this is the final decision. O Ummah, O Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah, understand Surah 9 verse 40. Understand Surah 9 verse 40. ثَانِيَ اثْنَيْنِ إِذْهُمَا فِي الْغَارِ إِذْ يَقُولُ لِصَاحِبِهِ لَا تَحَزَنْ إِنَّ اللَّهَ مَعَنَا. Who is it, Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu? ثَانِيَ اثْنَيْنِ. The second one, the first one is Habibuna Mustafa Rahmatul Alameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He is the second one. He was the second one in the Ghar Thawr. He was the second one when they entered the Quba. He was the second one when they built Masjid Quba. When they entered Madinah Munawwara Central, he was the second one. He was the second one again on the Musalla of the Master alayhi salam. 17 Salat, Thursday night, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, 5, 5, 5, 15, the Isha Salat of Thursday night, 16, on the 12th of Rabiul Awwal, the Monday, Fajr Salat, 17 Salat, fi Hayatin Nabiyyil Mustafa, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he performed the Imam. Who gets that honor? No one in the world will ever get that honor, except Thani Ithnain. He, Sayyidina Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu. That is what the Master alayhi salatu salam wanted to do. Now in these days, Friday came, Saturday came, Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alayhi salam's condition is deteriorating. All the children of the Master alayhi salam had passed on, except Sayyida Fatima radiallahu anhu. And she says, Ya Abati, Wa karba, how much pain you are going through, oh my beloved father. What did Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say? Laysa ala abiki karbun ba'd al-yawm. Your father will leave this world, then there will be no pain after that. Imagine what went through the heart, what went through the mind of Sayyida Fatima radiallahu anha, the ladli, the most beloved child, the most beloved daughter of the Master alayhi salatu wasalam. And then we come to the last moments. What happened during the day? Saturday, Sunday, Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam giving the ummah advice. What advice? Every one of us ponder, wonder, reflect. Manjo pe jo arman wo. If you know Mehmet, then I was there when my father passed away. I was there when my mother passed away. I was there when my brother passed away. So sometimes they give you a special message. And in our vernacular, our Mehmet, you say, Manjo pe, manjima jo arman wo. It was their last wish. How much importance we attach to it, but the other immortals. How much important significance must we attach to the farewell advices of Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Listen to the advices, my brothers. As-salah, as-salah. O Ummah, whether you in Hadar or Safar, whether you're on the plane or whether on the train, you cannot miss Salat. Take that from tonight's talk. What is the meaning of Salat? As-silatu bayn al-abdi wa rabbi. It is the link, the connection, the net between say, slave, servant and Allah. We can never come near to Allah's special mercy until and unless we are 100% meticulous with our Salat. We must go to our shop, to our job, we must do our worldly career, whatever it is. وَرَجُلٌ قَلْبُهُ مُعَلَّقٌ بِالْمَسَاجِدِ. Our hearts must be connected to the masjid. Hadith in Bukhari Sharif. So salat. After iman, our faith, then the greatest action is salat. So us, take that farewell advice of the Master alayhi salatu salam seriously. Second advice, وَمَا مَلَكَتْ أَيْمَانُكُمْ. And over whom you have authority, hukukullah, salat, the namaz, the prayer, hukukul ibad, the rights of people. Over whom we have authority, treat them with love, with respect, with equity and justice. We have authority over our wife. How do we treat her? Be honest about it. Surah 4, verse number 19. وَعَاشِرُوهُنَّ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ They treat your wives with love, with equity and justice. Today after Asr, I had to give a talk there in the masjid, Masjid Mu'inuddin. So the youngster getting married, mashallah, is our family, my wife's family. So I told him, Hafiz Arshad, now you're getting married. And now you have to know Laylatul Zifaf. Your wedding night, what you must do. You have to read 2 rakat salat. Your wife must be at the back. You should be giving her a gift beside the mahar. And remember that you should be making dua and turning to Allah. It's not the bodies must meet only. The hearts have to meet. Once the hearts meet, there's unity of thought. Once there's unity of thought, you go through the turbulence in the air. You go through the waves in the ocean. You go through the vicissitudes and ups and downs of life together. Hunna libasul lakum wa antum libasul lahun. Marriage is not a dictatorship, brothers. It is a partnership. We are partners in duk and suk. When there's calamity, we will share it. When there's happiness and prosperity, we both will share it. So that is what we must learn today. So my brothers, that our wives, our employees, how we treat our employees. Be honest about it. So Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam is teaching us that your children, your employees, your students, you have authority over them. So treat them with that love, with that compassion and so forth. Everyone you can speak on, how Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam treated his students. Who were the students? The beloved Sahaba. How Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam treated the honorable wives. One incident. You see, if you know Madinah Munawwara, and you know the Hujurat, Surah 49 is Surah Hujurat. So there Allah speaks about the houses of the honorable Azwaji Mutahharat. So these are the houses. This side was Sayyida Aisha's house. Next to her is the house of Sayyida Hafsa radiallahu anha. They are very good friends. Their fathers are also very good friends. Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anha. Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiallahu anha. So they just opened the window and they stood talk. Because the houses were attached to one another. So one day they met. And they didn't have very impressive clothes on. It was simple clothes and so forth. And Sayyida Sauda radiallahu anha came. Sayyida Sauda radiallahu anha. Sayyida Sauda was elderly, but she was dressed very beautifully. So these two honorable wives, Hazrat Aisha, Hazrat Hafsa said, after Asr Salat, kana yatufu ala nisa'i. After Asr, it was a routine, it was the habit Mubarak of the Master alayhi salam, is to go to each wife, that find out everything okay, and you need anything, any problems, any so. This was the akhlaq-e-kareema, the sublime characters, exalted character of the Master alayhi salam. So they said, just now the Master alayhi salam will come, and we, our clothing are not so impressive. Now she's old, but she's looking smarter than us. Sometimes the woman, but these are not ordinary women, these are the honorable wives of Nabi alayhi salam. But there were some light moments also. So they said, what must we do? The two, Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha, Sayyida Hafsa radiallahu anha. So they told Sauda, you heard what happened? So she said, what happened? She said, the Dajjal came out. Say, what? What must I do? So they told her, there's a storeroom somewhere, you better go hide inside there. So now she went and the dust and everything is going to fall on her. When the Master alayhi salam rahmatul lil alameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came, they laughing and they smiling. So Mustafa sallallahu is your wife after all. So Nabi alayhi salam knew there's something going on. Why you're laughing so much? They don't want to speak. They say, go see there in the storeroom. Go see in the storeroom. So when the Master alayhi salam saw, Sauda is hiding there. He said, what you doing here? He said, the Dajjal came out. Nabi alayhi salam just smiled. He just smiled. He knew that this was what Sayyida Aisha Siddiqa did, what Sayyida Hafsa radiallahu, but he did not reprimand them. See, tiska zarf bara ho, Allah inko bara bana deta hai. When you have a magnanimous heart, then you overlook lot of things. So we need to learn this when we interact with our students, with our children, with our wives and so forth and so on. So this is just one example. If you want so many examples, our Ustad, Sheikh Muhammad Ali Sabuni, Naiz Rahimahullah, he wrote a whole book on Ziwaj. So I was in Mecca one day and he wrote my name in Tikti, Khuz Adul Kitab, he gave it to me as a gift. So subhanallah, so many things you can learn. So second advice, fulfill your salat, perform your salat on time, and fulfill the rights of creation. وَنَفِّذُوا جَيْشَ Usama. Usama was dark in complexion, and Zayd, his father, was fair in complexion. They are titled father and son, Hibb ibn Hibb Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Both of them were so beloved to the master. He was less than 20 years old. The last army, the last jamaat, Nabi alayhi salam sent. Why did the master choose him? Why did Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam choose him? Nafidhu Jaysha Usama. Because in the 8th year of the Hijrah, learn carefully, my brothers, Fiqhu Sirah, Siratul Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. In the 8th year of the Hijrah, on the 1st of Safar, Khalid bin Walid becomes a Muslim, radiallahu anhu arda, is Sahabi. And in the same year, 3 months later, Jumad al-Ula, the month is Jumad al-Ula, pronounced properly. So, Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wasallam sent out a Yamasadiya, an army, and said that Zayd bin Harisa will carry the flag, Usama's father, radiallahu anhu. If he becomes shaheed, you Jafar radiallahu anhu, you take the flag. And if he becomes shaheed and a martyr, then you Abdullah bin Rawaha, you take the flag. So Zayd radiallahu anhu, Usama's father, you must remember that he was shaheed there. This is Mu'ta, and this is part of Biladu Sham in Jordan. So Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, O Usama, you go to the area of Balqa. Balqa is in Palestine. And this is now, we honor you because your father made such a great sacrifice. Hibb ibn Hibb Rasulullah, less than 20 years old. So they left, and when they just reached few kilometers, the news came. Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam's condition is deteriorating and getting worse. They stopped there. Jurf. So you must remember, they said, no, let us wait. So anyway, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq, after the demise of Nabi alayhi salam, then he sent them out and so forth. Next advice Nabi alayhi salam gave. See, our Arabs, Muslim countries. Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on his deathbed said, أخرجوا اليهود والنصارى من جزيرة العرب. You must expel the Jews and Christians from the Arab peninsula. They must not be here. What an indictment upon our Arabs, the rulers I'm speaking about, and our Muslim countries, if you can call them that. Then remember, they'll invite more and more Jews, more and more Christians to curry favor with them. A direct opposition to what the Master alayhi salam said, وَهُوَ عَلَىٰ فِرَاشِهِ. While the Master alayhi salam was in his final moments. Habibuna sallallahu alayhi salam, the Monday now, so Sayyidina Fatima comes, Sayyidina Aisha comes, the honorable wives come, Sayyidina Hassan, Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu anhu, the beloved flowers, and children and grandsons of the Master alayhi salam come. And then what happens? He, Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, embraces them, kisses them, and so forth. And then Abdurrahman enters. He is the brother of Siddiqa Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu anha, and he has a miswak. See, today we undermine the importance of miswak. She, Siddiqa, Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha, was looking. Do you, ya Rasulullah, do you want miswak? Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Master alayhi wa sallam gestured yes. She took the miswak, another miswak, she softened it. After the demise of the Master alayhi wa sallam, our mother Siddiqa bintu Siddiq used to say, it was fi yomi. On my day, even if the turns had to continue, it was my day that day. And fi baiti, in my house, and ala busaki, with my saliva is still mixed with the saliva mubarak of the Master alayhi salatu salam, and Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mubarak jasad athar against my body. And then when the sakarat started, what did the Master alayhi salam say? La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, inna lil mawti sakarat. Inna lil mawti sakarat. Every one of us has to go through it. Sometimes it can be a few seconds. Sometimes it could be a week. Sometimes it could be 8 years. Ask the butcher of Beirut. Ask the shaitan of this time, Ariel Sharon, who murdered and killed the Palestinians at will. And Allah put him 8 years straight in sakarat. Allah ki la tibe awaze. When Allah's stick hits, remember that no one can save you. So that is then Nabi alayhi salam taught us with his own yadihi al-sharifa, with his own mubarak hands, the master alayhi salatu salam would take water and remember, sprinkle and say, Allahumma inni ala sakaratil maut. Allahumma inni ala khamaratil maut. This is to set the precedent for humanity and posterity. And that Monday morning Fajr time, wa arkhas sitra, Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam opened the curtains. Said Abu Bakr Siddiq is the Imam. The Sahaba say we were so elated and delighted. We thought the Master alayhi salam is coming. The Master alayhi salam smiled. But what he saw, Thani Ithnain, the second of the two, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq is the Imam. And therefore hadith in Bukhari Sharif, Ya'aballahu wal-mu'minun illa Abu Bakrin. Allah will not allow any Khalifa to come, but it must be him, said Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu. The Muslims will not allow, it must be said Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu. The Sahaba thought the Master alayhi salam will come, and then the curtain closed. That was the last time Sahaba say, we saw the Master alayhi salatu wasalam. Imagine. All this is happening now inside the ghurfa, inside the hujra mubarakah. So anyway, we must remember Sayyida Fatima radiallahu anha is there. Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam whispers something to her for bakat and she cries. Then Nabi alayhi salam whispers something to her and she smiles. So Sayyida Aisha asked her that, well, just now you were crying. She said, no. Is sirrun baini wa baina abati. This is mine and my beloved father's secret. Imagine. So nevertheless, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it's 12 Rabiul Awwal, it's Monday, and you must remember Salatul Duha time, 10, 11 o'clock or so that time there. Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is in his last stages. What were the last words of the Master alayhi salam? Last words. إِلَى الرَّفِيقِ الْأَعْلَى إِلَى الرَّفِيقِ الْأَعْلَى I'll come to you, Ya Allah. Take me to you, Ya Allah. And then, do you see what happens to Sayyida Fatima? Do you know, O Ummah, what happened? The tears are rolling down. And hadith in Bukhari Sharif, she says, Ya Abata, O my beloved father, أَجَابَ رَبَّ الدَّعَى You answered the call of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Ya Abata, Ajabata, you have Ajaba, that the dua, Ajaba Rabban Da'a, your Allah, our Allah has called you, and you went for that. Ya Abata, Man Jannatul Firdaus Ma'wa, oh my beloved father, Jannatul Firdaus is your final place, the greatest and highest place is reserved for you. Ya Abata, Ila Jibreel Nan'a, we will tell Jibreel that now you have passed away. Wahi will no more come. Speaking of Wahi, my brothers, do you know the story? The narrative and the incident of the African lady? Do we know? Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's father passed away prior to the Miladun Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Prior to the honorable birth of the Master was yatim. Kana khair al-bashari yatima. The best of Allah's creation was an orphan. Alam yajidka yatiman fa'awa. Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, mother passes away at the age of 6. Abdul Muttalib, grandfather, passes away at the age of 8. Thereafter, which lady took care? Who was the hadina? In Arabic, hadana, hadina. Who, in whose custody did the Master alayhi salam come? Abu Talib was there, but the female was who? The African lady, African dark in complexion. And remember her name Baraka, and her kunya Agnaman Umme Ayman. Go open Sahih Muslim, you will find this. Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the majestic place. She is weeping, crying. After a few days, Sheikh Hain, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiallahu anhu, they say, let us go visit Hadinatu Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the lady who was in charge of the custody of the master alayhi salam. When they went there, she was sobbing, weeping. They also started crying. Then they said, Ya Umma Ayman, is not the master gone to a better place? She said, 100%. Then why are you crying so much? See the African lady's answer. Yeh to ab zar ke saab likhne ke qabil hai. Is worth it you take water in gold and you write on the wall or somewhere and you say that this is what African lady Baraka answered. She said, I cry more now. Innal wahya qadin qata'a. While the Master alayhi salam was here physically in our midst, there was a ta'alluq and a nexus and connection between the arsh and the farsh, bayn as-sama'i wal-ard, between the heavens and the earth. When the Master's demise alayhi salatu salam took place, now not only the messenger made parda and left this world, but the message, the wahi also stopped. There were lovers of the messenger and the lovers of the message of the messenger. They loved the wahi so much also. That is the lesson the African lady taught us. Nevertheless, Sayyidah Fatima, hadith in Bukhari Sharif, ma dahikat qattu, for 6 months, she never laughed, she never smiled. Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told her that, oh Fatima, my time is imminent, I'll be leaving you. She wept and she cried. Then Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then shared another secret with her. Oh my beloved Fatima, you will be the first one to join me very soon. And then in the month of Ramadan, in the 11th year of the Hijrah, she, Sayyida Fatima, Sayyidatu Nisa'i Ahlil Jannah, the leader of the women in Jannah mentioned in Tirmidhi Sharif, then she passes away. In that interim, when we ask Sayyida Fatima and we read the books of Seerah or books of Hadith, then they say, Sayyida Fatima radiallahu anha used to cry and say, Subbat alayya masaibu, law anna subbat alal ayyam istirna layaliya. That she used to cry so much, she used to say that such a calamity has befallen me, Fatima, and the only child who's surviving now, all have passed away. Fi hayati Nabiyyi al-Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subbat alayya masa'ibu. Such a calamity has befallen me. If that calamity had to fall on the days should be transformed into nights. Can you imagine? These are the ladli. These are the people who gave their life for deen. Everything they gave. And how they felt. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala who heard the Master alayhi salatu salam's demise has taken place. It was too difficult. The people had come to Masjid Nabawi, the house is attached to Masjid Nabawi. Sayyidina Umar is delivering a khutbah. And he says, nay, the Master alayhi salam has not passed away. Like how Nabi Musa alayhi salatu salam went and will came back. He, Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, remember, will come back, meaning that inshallah, still is not confirmed 100%. That is what he was thinking and so forth. So, because when Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, beloved son, passed away, Ibrahim, what did Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say? Wa inna bi firaqika la mahzunun, ya Ibrahim. Oh Ibrahim, my beloved son, you're 18 months old. And now we are crying, we are so sad. Sahaba said, wa anta ya Rasulullah. You also crying, O Master alayhi salatu salam. The Master alayhi salam said, it is rahmah and mercy. And I cry, not because of death, but firaq, the separation. We can't walk with you, we can't talk to you. You are leaving, you left this world now, my son Ibrahim. So that is what the Sahaba, Anas radiallahu ta'ala, who was the khadim khas. Umm Sulaym, our mother, she was a genius, learn about her. People, when Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came to Medina Munawwara, people brought this, people brought that. Umm Sulaym radiallahu anha came. Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this is my son Anas, 10 years old. He will run your errands for you. He will be your khadim. We dedicated him for your khidmat, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, khadim, special attendant for 10 years. He, Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, made dua for him and said, Allahumma barik lahu fi ahlihi wa malihi. Give him barakah in his family and progeny, ya Allah. Give him barakah, remember, in his wealth and his assets, ya Allah. He, Anas radiallahu anhu, is buried there in Basra in Iraq. In the year 93 he passed away. Sometime he used to count his children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren. Over 100 they were. Barakah of Nabi alayhi salam. His crops and harvest, twice a year there used to be crops and harvest. And not crop and harvest like mine. From that crop and harvest, the fragrance used to emanate. That is the barakah of the Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Umm Sulaim, Umm Anas, the mother of Anas radiallahu anha says, sometime the Master alayhi salam would come to our houses. And when the Master alayhi salam was resting, we should take small, small bottles. And from the perspiration of the Master alayhi salam, then we used to let the Mubarak perspiration fall and drip into the bottles. So one day Nabi alayhi salam woke up, what you doing? They said, Ya Rasulullah, Ya Habibana sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we're taking your Mubarak blessed perspiration and then we mix it with the itar, and that is the best perfume and fragrance we ever have. See how intelligent the Sahaba, Sahabiyat were. So Sayyidina Umar could not accept. Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq was going to Awali and Medina, the outskirts. By the time he came back, Sayyidina Umar already made his stance known. Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu entered the Hujra Mubarakah, saw the Master alayhi salatu salam's countenance Mubarak covered. He removed the cover and the sheet or the shawl, whatever, and then kissed the Master alayhi salam, Tibta hayya wa mayta. Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, your life was also pure, your demise is also pure. Innaka mayyitu wa innahum mayyitun. Allah said, one day you will pass away, your demise will take place, and they also will leave this world and pass away. So remember to kiss a person after he passes away, the men to the men, the women to the women, and if it's our mother or sister, you kiss on the forehead. The first person to pass away in Medina Munawwara, Ba'da an hajar an-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, after the hijrah of the Master alayhi salam, was Usman bin Maz'un radiallahu an. And when he passed away, wa'aynahu tasrifan, Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was weeping, crying, and waqabbalahu bayna aynay. Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam kissed him for Usman bin Maz'un on his forehead. And the grave Mubarak was dug. Usman radiallahu anhu, not Sayyidina Usman bin Affan, this is another Sahabi. Usman bin Maz'un, and when 9 years or so later, 8-9 years later, when Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's beloved son Ibrahim passed away, Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, take my beloved Ibrahim and bury him in the same grave Mubarak of Usman bin Maz'un radiallahu. See Siratul Nabi, we must learn all this. So Sayyida Fatima radiallahu anha is so sad. Sayyid Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu comes, he delivers a message to the Ummah. وَمَا مُحَمَّدٌ إِلَّا رَسُولٌ قَدْ خَلَتْ مِنْ قَبْلِهِ الرُّسُولُ. Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was, is, will always be the most beloved, the most precious to Almighty Allah. But you Ummah, today you have to accept that whoever was worshipping Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, faqad mat. The Master alayhi salatu salam has passed on. And in kuntum ta'budun Allah, if you worship Allah, fa innahu hayyun la yamut. Allah is ever living. There is no death for Allah. Death is for creation. Now the Sahaba, if we have to hear our father, mother, somebody passes away, how much, how upset we are, how emotional we become. They love the Master alayhi salam more than they love their spouses and their children. They would dice with death just to please the Master alayhi salam. Do you know in Battle of Badr what they told the Master alayhi salam? Salma shita, silman shita, waqta man shita. Ask us whatever you want, join us with whoever you want, cut us off with whoever you want. We are ready, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That was Iman ka taqaza, Muhabbat ka taqaza. That is what Iman demanded at that time. And see, these were the beloved Sahaba. The family, how Hassanain felt. Our beloved Nana has left this world. Sayyidina Hassan, Sayyidina Hussein. What do you think, my brothers? So Sayyidina Anas radiallahu anhu, I was telling you about him. He says, the day the master entered Madinah Munawwara, the whole of Madinah was glittering and shining. So much radiance, hence the name Al-Madinatul Munawwara. And the day the master alayhi salatu salam's demise took place, it was like a whole darkness came onto Madinah Munawwara. Sayyidina Bilal bin Rabah al-Habashi, Sayyidina Bilal did not even give adhan after that. Sayyidina Bilal's mother's name, Hamama. Father's name, Rabah al-Habashi. One day, he left. He went to Syria, Damascus. Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam comes in his dream. Ma hadhal jafa ya Bilal. What are you doing, Bilal? That I am here and you left. When you coming to visit me? So Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Muazzin, Sayyidina Bilal comes. And then the Sahaba who were there, like Sayyidina Hassan, Sayyidina Hussein, they begged him to give adhan. When he rendered the adhan, the whole of Medina cried. So my brothers, take the lesson of the wafatun Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What farewell advice he, the Master alayhi salam, gave us. Today, where are we? Where is the ummah? We everywhere fragmented, everywhere we are humiliated, everywhere we are disgraced, because we have not carried out the message of the messenger. The messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his message is global, international, for all times, all places, all circumstances. And we have not done our job, my brothers. So never be apologetic. Islam does not need to be redefined. There's no need to now change Islam, nothing. It is the perfect system. Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was the most perfect and the most beloved and precious to Allah. We conclude with Hazrat, with the hadith and Hazrat Pirane Pir, Sayyidina Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani rahimahullah, what he said, tomorrow will be my turn and your turn. Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam hadith in Tirmidhi Sharif, Akthiru zikra hazim illazat. Today we flying first class, business class, we stay in 5-star hotels, we have 8-course, 9-course meal, and what and what. We become oblivious of the plight of the people and the masses and the poor and the people who are in prison just because they are Muslim. So my brothers, think about it, that this death comes, hazim al-ladhat, is the destroyer of pleasures. How many aspirations people have. My son will do this, my daughter will do this, I will do this. And suddenly death just comes and takes that person away. So Pirane Pir, Sayyidina Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani Rahimullah, says in Ghunyatul Talibin, I'm also called Abdul Qadir because of Pirane Pir, as the Sayyidina Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani Rahimullah. We went to his Mazar Mubarak also in Baghdad. He says, and with that we will end inshallah, وَكَمْ مِنْ كَفَنٍ مَغْسُولُهُ. How many kafan and shroud are being washed every day? Don't you hear every day on the radios? This one passed away. Pick up time this time. Janaza this time. وَكَمْ مِنْ كَفَنٍ مَغْسُولُهُ. How many kafan are being washed daily? But me and you who are going to go into the shroud and kafan, وَصَاحِبُهُ بِالسُّوقِ مَشْغُولُهُ. We are busy in the market, in the mall, in the bazaar. Kala also is very busy. Then she has to do something. She says, no, tabiat harini male. There's a special day. She's in the first surf. You see. وَصَاحِبُهُ بِالسُّوقِ مَشْغُولُهُ. وَكَمْ مِنْ قَبَرٍ مَحْفُورُهُ. How many graves are being dug? You know, a few weeks ago, I was in Free State. So I went to one graveyard there, Bloemfontein. I saw 7 empty graves. I see so many graves. Say, no, a lot of people were passing away. And nowadays, if you come to our area, Lanesia, no more people are digging. They just bring the bulldozer and they just open 10, 20 graves, one shot. وَكَمْ مِنْ قَبَرٍ مَحْفُورُ. How many graves are being dug? وَصَاحِبُهُ بِالسُّرُورِ مَغْرُورُ. But the person going to the grave, me and you, we are deceived for the occasions of joy and happiness. I just bought my new Merc today. I bought my BMW. You know BMW? When you go propose, then you go with the BMW, be my wife. You see? So you must remember these kind of things there. So وَكَمْ مِنَ قَبَرٍ مَحْفُورٌ وَصَاحِبُهُ بِالسُّرُورِ مَغْرُورُ. These occasions of joy and happiness, they deceive us. وَكَمْ مِنْ فَمِنْ ضَاحِكُ. How many a person is smiling today? My health is excellent. My children are excelling in their studies. My business is flourishing and everything is good. وَكَمْ مِنْ فَمِنْ ضَاحِكُ وَهُوَ عَنْ قَرِيبٍ هَالِكُ. Oh masterpiece, oh human being, very soon you will be history. All of us will live. So think properly, when the most beloved to Allah, Jalla wa Ala, had to leave this world, and he left the greatest legacy for humanity and posterity. So where are we? So always we should be reading Surah 12, Surah Yusuf, verse 101, Tawaffani Muslima wa alhiqni bis salihin. O Allah, let me pass away with Iman and Islam, and unite me with the pious people. Hadith in Musnad Ahmad, Allahumma ij'al khayra ayyamina yawma nalqaka fi. Ya Allah, make that the best day in my life, the day we come to meet you, O beloved Allah. So may Almighty Allah accept all of us for his deed, make our khatima on Iman. We thank our Imam, Sheikh Waji. We thank the Muazzin, MashaAllah, Sheikh Hussein, all the trustees here. Beautiful masjid here in, what's the place there? Osterville. Sometimes I forget all the names also. You know, Osterville, MashaAllah, our nephew, Mona Ismail Karim, is here. He's my secretary here, you know. So lucky he teaches me all these places. I must thank Hafiz Hussein Wadi also. He is the big coordinator of all these programs. I say, Hafsa, whatever you say is right on Sreiman Netsam. Now you all Durbanites, you don't know Afrikaans, you know. So this time, you make a joke in Afrikaans also, they look at you, what you speaking. So you must remember, on Sreiman Netsam, wherever Hafsa makes the program, we just go there and finish up the program. We thank our Haji Muhammad Ikhlas, the Capital Group, and all the other directors, our Haji Faisal Asmal, our Haji Hafiz Shabir Basha, and everybody else. Allah Jalla wa Ala reward all of you. Tomorrow morning, inshaAllah, I will be in the Ispingo Beach Masjid, and that Salat is 10 to 5. And after that, inshallah, we'll have a program courtesy of our Hazrat Mohana Ismail Karim Damat Barakatum DB. Understood, sir? I must praise my nephew a little bit also. So anyway, you must remember that. And then, inshallah, in the afternoon, we'll have Q&A 2 to 4. It'll be live from our studios here in Durban. And tomorrow night will be the last program live on air, inshallah. That will be in Unit 11. Yeah. In Chatsworth, Masjid Ashraf. Masjid Ashrafiyah, inshallah, Unit 11. So tomorrow night we'll be there, inshallah. Come, my brothers, the time is up. Let's make dua for ourselves and the ummah at large. Allah Jalla wa Ala accept everybody's duas, inshallah. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala ashrafil anbiya wa mursaleen, Sayyidina Muhammadu wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين وجلنا للمتقين إماما. اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين. اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين. اللهم انصر المجاهدين في كل مكان. اللهم انصرهم على عدوك وعدوهم يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم احفظ بلاد الحرمين الشريفين من كل سوء ومكروه. اللهم طهر المسجد الأقصى من اليهود الغاصبين المحتلين. اللهم عليك باليهود الظالمين. اللهم اشف مرضانا ومرضى المسلمين وارحم موتانا وموتى المسلمين. قال الله تعالى في شأن حبيبه: إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي: يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم. وارنا مناسكنا وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. رب اجعلني مقيم الصلاة ومن ذريتي ربنا وتقبل دعاء. ربنا اغفر لي ولوالدي وللمؤمنين يوم يقوم الحساب. اللهم إنا نسألك من الخير كله عاجله وآجله ما علمنا منه وما لم نعلم ونعوذ بك من الشر كله عاجله وآجله ما علمنا منه وما لم نعلم اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما سألك منه نبيك وحبيبك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذ منه نبيك وحبيبك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وأنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين آمين آمين جزاك الله خير to our technicians brother Monley there we got Tobela here we got our brother Muhammad Salim Asmal and all the entire crew here Allah Jalla Wala reward all of them also